Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the Sky News Centre at 5, the uncle of a man killed in Leicester has appealed for calm and unity. Antoine Akpom was found injured in the street last Thursday and later died. The 20-year-old football coach has been described as a loving and devoted father. Antoine's brother, Denny, has paid this tribute.
I don't think any of us have properly come to terms with it. It's a weird feeling for myself personally, because at the same time being so sad, as soon as you think about it, you just want to smile again, because, you know, you can't. He genuinely did always make you laugh.
The US Secretary of State says the plan to rid Syria of its chemical weapons must be backed up with a threat of military action. The US and Russia have given Syria 7 days to submit a list of its stockpile, with the chemical arsenal being destroyed by mid-2014. John Kerry has been speaking in Jerusalem.
The threat of force is real. And the Assad regime and all those taking part need to understand that President Obama and the United States are committed to achieve this goal. We cannot have hollow words.
Sky sources say a Briton arrested on suspicion of trying to smuggle cocaine out of Peru will plead guilty in exchange for a shorter sentence. Melissa Reid from Glasgow has struck a deal with prosecutors, according to a senior prison source in Lima. Schools in England are being advised to stop using a single supplier of uniforms in an effort to reduce costs for parents. Schools Minister David Laws thinks the price of branded clothing is unnecessarily high because people aren't able to shop around. In football, they're yet to break the deadlock in today's only Premier League game. Southampton and West Ham are 0-0 going into the second half. It finished goalless in the Championship, where both Reading and Brighton had a man sent off in the first period. In the Scottish Premiership, Dundee United triumphed 4-2 at Ross County. And Great Britain have been promoted back to the elite world group in the Davis Cup tennis. That's the latest. I'm Rachel Jewell.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Yes, it's the weather here in Phoenix 90s FM. And it's very exciting today. As you can see outside your window, it's pretty rainy. It was a chilly start today, and it's meant to be sunshine breaking through, but that never happened. We've also got southwesterly winds averaging 80 miles per hour, and gusting, which is a word, up to 35 miles per hour towards the evening. Another fairly chilly day, with temperatures reaching highs of 15 degrees Celsius before the rain has arrived, which has already done. Tonight, and later on, wet and windy at first, with further outbreaks of rain, becoming dry around midnight, which is useful, with lengthy clear spells expected. With winds easing, it will turn quite cold for this time of year once again. Minimum temperatures 6 degrees Celsius. On a brighter note, tomorrow it'll be bright and breezy, with lengthy spells of sunshine throughout the morning and into the early afternoon, as cloud mounts build during the afternoon. An isolated, bustery, which is also a word, shower is possible. Feeling cold with maximum temperatures of 13 degrees Celsius, which is fine with me.
The Brentwood Brewing Company have moved to a brand new brewery behind Calcott Hall Farm Shop in Ongar Road. Brentwood Beer. Great beer, whatever the weather.
And I found out, like, last week that Brentwood Brewery, they do a Phoenix FM beer, apparently. But I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Jane? Yeah, they do it. Apparently it sells in Essex and Devon, randomly. Which is bizarre. We've got Hetty here with me today, and you've heard her do a couple of songs. Are you there, Hetty?
Hello.
Hello. And should we do we'll do another song in about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll film her as well, so you can check that out on the Phoenix FM website in a day or so when I've edited it. If you aren't following Phoenix at the moment, it's at Phoenix FM on Twitter. If not following me, at Jed Shepherd. I'd be surprised if you weren't following me, to be honest. If you ain't following Hetty, it's at Hetty the Yeti on Twitter. You can follow her, and on Instagram.
Yeah.
Actually, follow both of us on Instagram, at Hetty the Yeti and at Jed Shepherd, and then you can see pictures of me or Hetty, or both together, if you're very lucky. I've been playing you loads of new music all day, and this band. You might like this, actually, hey? I've said your name about 100 times, Hetty, Hetty, Hetty. And it's by a band called Holy Child, and it's another female-fronted band. And as I said, they're kind of dominating my show and just the music industry in general at the moment. But this one's great. It's called Best Friends, and it's by a band called Holy Child. Child with Best Friends, that's the Dado remix. On Phoenix 98 FM, my name is Jed Shepherd. I'm here with Hetty Steinwar.
Hello.
And you've been hearing her sing and talk and stuff. I'm going to play Hetty. I think you like this song, actually. Maybe you won't, actually. It's not a female-fronted one this time. It's a guy called Dan Griffin, and I've checked him on Twitter. He doesn't have very many followers, but he should have. He should have all the followers because he's pretty amazing. And this song is called The Hum, and it's about... did you ever get some times where you kind of hear humming in your ears and you don't know where it's coming from?
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's you, like in your brain, or if it's coming from somewhere else, like
yeah,
a building.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's somewhere in America. I think it's Seattle. It's a kind of a common, it's like an urban legend that there's just a general hum coming from somewhere, maybe like a government kind of installation somewhere. And the song's about that. It's called The Hum, and it's lovely.
Off the shore.
still run down the borderline into the dark of the night by the river rising.
FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
From Friday the 27th of September to Sunday the 29th, the Oktoberfest comes to Brentwood. Yes, for just £5, come and enjoy all the attractions of this annual event. Live bands, a German umpa band, real ales, German beers, of course, and themed food. And it's all in aid of Help for Heroes. What's more, under 17s get in for free. And where might this extravaganza be taking place? Why, the White Horse, of course, at 173 Coxty Green Road. For more details, call 01 277 37 24 10. That's Brentwood, 37 24 10.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Thank you, adverts. My name is Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. 45 minutes left of my show. please don't cry, because at 6 o'clock Matt Jolly will be joining us. Hopefully he'll turn up this week. He's been on holiday or doing whatever Matt Jolly does. And as you know, the thing I look forward to the most when Matt Jolly comes in is sometimes he brings in an instrument and sings me a song. But then one week he had a surprise for me. He had a surprise for me. He was like, "I've got something in my pocket. And I have to get. I had guessed my whole show what it was, and it was a harmonica."
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, and all right. And he didn't play. Did he play it? I can't remember. It was really it was a big anticlimax. But sometimes on his show he does asteroid news, which is really good for a kind of a new music station.
Yeah.
so he'll be here at 6 and you'll be able to hear him play Usually Take That and Michael Bublé without fail. Hetty,
yes?
Do you want to do a new song now?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the song called?
This is a song called Bad Blood.
Okay, hold on a second, because I'm going to film it. For everyone who wants to see what Hetty looks like, you can in just a second. I'll be filming it. So whenever you're ready, Hetty. Okay.
Before you go, just let me know, love, what runs through your mind. Before you sleep, lying next to me, you never come alive. You cross the line like a million times before you think to speak. You lost the words under a turn of earth, that's why you act so weak. You can keep on playing and you'll keep on going till I break at your feet. We'll just keep on fighting and you'll keep hurting my flaws till we lose the heat underneath my skin. My bad blood matches you, and the lies are paper thin. My bad blood matches you, it matches you. Oh, oh. Before you rest your head at night, just tell me what you think about. Do your dreams involve pieces of me like you do in mine? And I don't care anymore, just don't throw your looks my way, 'cause it's going downhill no matter what you say. You can keep on playing and you'll keep on going till I break at your feet. We'll just keep on fighting and you'll keep highlighting my flaws till we lose the heat underneath. Lies are paper thin. My bad blood matches you. It matches you. Oh, 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 oh. It matches you, it matches you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Hetty. That was lovely. If you want to see her do that on a video, check out the Phoenix FM website in a couple of days, and also YouTube. I'll stick it on there too. Up next is a band called Meissen, and this song's called Coffee. And if you Google that, you can download it for free.
Thank you.
And that's La Luz with Brainwash on Phoenix 98FM. Matt Jolly's just walked in. Hello, part-timer.
Hello.
Matt Jolly hasn't been here for ages. It's been about six
weeks,
months.
2 weeks.
6 months. what have you been doing, Matt?
I've been in Cornwall. Cornwall, sunny Cornwall. And I say sunny Cornwall because it was really sunny, apart from the last day, but that doesn't count.
And the good thing is that he's promised that on his show this week he'll have asteroid news.
No, I won't.
There's no
I've got my video game review of the week, though.
Okay, we'll speak to Matt. We'll speak to you in a second, okay. And you can tell us what's on your show. I'm guessing Michael Bublé.
No.
What?
There's nothing wrong with Michael Bublé.
Yeah, in short bursts.
I'm not.
Okay. Don't panic, everyone. He will bring back Michael Bublé next week if you're expecting it on his show. I want to play something by. Hattie's still here. And they called you Hattie there.
So many people, like, when they ask me my name and I say they're like, oh, hello, Hattie. You know, afterwards, they just call me that.
I think 50% of all girls at the moment are called Hattie.
Yeah.
So it's good that yours is a bit of a change. What have you. You've been on the Judge Shepherd's show now for an hour and a half. What have you thought of it so far? Bearing in mind, you've just told me on video that you loved it.
It's really good, actually. I was a bit scared, but it's been.
It's fine.
Than, yeah.
If you didn't listen to my show maybe like half an hour before it started, then you wouldn't have heard me and Hetty making smoothies for Jane and
Trying to
Ben.
Make smoothies.
Yeah. Basically, we turned up and they told me and Hattie to make. Smoothies. So we just stuffed everything to a blender. Like, I thought I was bad at chopping things. Hetty's worse than me. You should have seen her try to chop an apple.
Oh my god.
So we kind of put it all together. And on air, we said it was great, but it wasn't. Didn't taste so good.
No.
It tasted like fruity soil.
I don't know. I didn't think it tasted that bad. It's just I had so many like bits of like all the seeds. Just like,
yeah.
It just wasn't that nice.
It tasted like it would be healthy though.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't drink it.
I would have put like loads of sugar in it, and then
loads
it would have.
Sugar, yeah. And maybe some orange juice and Coke or something.
Yeah.
Hetty's gonna. She's run out of songs to play now, but I'm gonna play a song that she's recorded in a little while once I get it to work. Up first, though, this song, don't think it's depressing. This is James Young with Moondust. It sounds a little bit of a downer on a rainy Sunday, but it's actually quite uplifting if you listen to the lyrics. So don't cry, just listen, and not in a warm bath or you might get depressed.
This house on the moon, like a lost astronaut, looking at you like a star from a place the world forgot. Darkest sea, I have dreams about the days driving through your sunset. Of the sun will give me just enough to bury my love in the moondust. I long to hear your voice, but still I make the choice. Reap what they sow,
and I'll say what I know to be true. Yeah, I'm living far away on the face of the moon. I've buried my love to give the world to you. The brightness of the sun will give me just enough to bury my love in the moon dust. I long to hear your voice, but still I make the choice to bury my love in the moon dust. I buried my love.
Think happy thoughts, everybody. That's James Young with Moondust on Phoenix 98 FM. That guy should be massive. I don't know why he isn't as big as he should be. I'm pretty much just constantly listening to James Young at the moment. And everyone gets mixed up with James Blake, because James Blake's on a bit of a downer too. But that's fine. That's fine. Hey, Hetty, you right?
Hi.
You have done a song that you've sent to me. Mm-hmm. So it's got you doing your own backing vocals and things, yeah. which is quite cute. I'm playing it off my phone. So this is a disclaimer in case it doesn't work. Okay, so can you, what's the song about and why did you write it? And
it's called Just the Way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just my feel-good song, and it's about growing up and being motivated to, like, follow your dreams and stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you know the band Shout Out Louds?
No, I don't.
It sounds, they're a Scandinavian band. Mm. And it kind of sounds like one of their songs, because their songs are quite uplifting too. Mm. So for those of you out there who are listening, it's Hetty Steinwall with Just the Way.
On NBC, the year after 93, we stay inside drinking coffee. Caffeine floods our whole bodies. The suitcase underneath our eyes seems we've reached our demise. We laugh at the sight of nobody. Don't know why it's so funny. We stand alone, all our lives we stand alone. And then we die, and someday you will find your way and not be stuck on yesterday. The past is the past, and so it seems you just gotta chase your dreams. And all I know is maybe and maybe not, but it seems to me that our hearts just get tied in knots. Our 18th, remember, it's what's underneath. We never know what's coming next. Always trying to impress. We dream of shows and camera rolls and working hard to reach our goals. And all I know is maybe and maybe not, but it seems to me that our hearts just get tied in knots. It can be hard to talk, but that's just the way.
know what will happen, so we gotta just live it. Live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it. Live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it.
Hetty Steinmore there with Just the Way. Hopefully my phone doesn't go on. Thank you. Matt just turned down the fader because I've got really terrible songs on my phone, so it'll probably go into something really cheesy, really bad.
What's up now?
Is it? What is that? That's pretty cool.
He's not playing. Oh, well.
Okay, that's fine. So this is the Jess Shepherd Show. We've just like 23 minutes left, so I'll try and fit as much new music in as possible, but there are some adverts as well, so that's a shame. Up next is a band called Au Revoir Simone. Mentioned them earlier on, and I've kind of forgotten about them for a few years because they didn't really make very good music, to be honest. So back in like 2004, 2005, they were kind of going to be the next big thing, a bit like how Haim are now, because it's three girls. And then they just didn't do it because their songs weren't strong enough. But this song, kind of back to the best, this song's called Crazy. Girls, you drive me crazy. That's Au Revoir Simone there for you. It's not long left of my show, Matt.
No.
Matt, do you want to get on mic three? Matt's going to tell me what's on his show now.
I'll scoot around.
Take your time, but don't worry. We're only live on air.
this one, yeah?
Okay, if you want.
Yeah, I'll go with this one.
Okay, Matt, so what's on your show? Build-up.
Well, I've got my video game review of the week. It is back, and I'm doing Saints Row 4.
Excited. Saints Row 4, is
Saints
that good?
Saints Row 4. I will tell you, have to listen in later.
Okay.
It could be one of my ultimate games of all time.
I cannot
which
wait.
Is kind of, which is saying a lot, considering I'm a massive critic of these things.
Is it better than 1, 2, and 3?
Yes. Yes, I would
put
say
together.
So. Put together, yes,
that's,
I would say so.
That's controversial.
And because they actually put some old characters in there.
Okay.
Which sort of blast from the past.
I haven't played any of these. I should do, really. I've got a PS3, I just never play it.
No, I've never played the first one, because it used to be on the very first Xbox or something. I never played it, and then it was sort of lost in time. It was never remade or anything like that.
So you've got that, and have you got your YouTube...
No, that's gone, because my video game review is overtaken, is sort of has pushed the YouTube clip out.
Because you could have done reviewed Hetty on your YouTube clip of the week.
Well, I could do that next time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good.
Review before.
And you've got Asteroid News, of course.
No, Jed. For every single time, every single week, I do not have Asteroid News. I told you and the listeners I have retired from that, even though I only did that for one show, and then you always think I'm going
to
do it.
Because I'm excited about it. You know, last week I went to the planetarium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Because you don't need Asteroid News anymore. I had to get it from the source. So that was pretty good.
Why don't
I really
want to
hear
then?
It.
Yeah.
You need to do it.
Like, if Hetty and her mum get hit by an asteroid on the way home, you're in trouble.
Why don't you do a feature of Asteroid News? Take it over from me.
It's your thing. I don't want to spoil it.
You can take my thing. I don't care.
Okay. Hetty, are you interested in asteroids at all?
I don't really know.
Hetty's got a lumpy space princess doll now.
Thank you.
That's all right. So I'll put a picture of her with it on the website if you want to see. Actually, if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you'll probably see it in about 10 minutes anyway. So I'm going to play a song by a band called Los Campesinos. They've been around for ages, and I know this is a new music show, but again, they've been away for ages, and they've come back with this brand new song, which is called What Death Leaves Behind. A bit morbid.
Slam the pipe.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Behind
Casey Elephant with Come a Little Closer. My name's Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. 8 minutes left. Hetty's still here. She isn't singing anymore, but I might ask her some questions. So if someone wanted to, if someone heard you sing today, and obviously they would have thought you were amazing, they would ask, where can we hear you more? Like, so do you, where can we hear the music online?
I have SoundCloud, and my SoundCloud is just Hetty Steenmore, and I have YouTube as well, which is just the same.
Hetty, see, because I said Steenmore, and you said it was right, so is it Steenmore?
You can say it either way.
How do you say it?
Either way. But I just said, did I say Steenmore then?
Yeah.
You can say Steenmore,
okay.
It's the same.
It's E-S-T-E-I-N-M-O-R-E.
Yes.
So Hetty Steenmore on SoundCloud. You can check out her Twitter as well, or is there anywhere else? She has her own website.
Yeah,
like faces and stuff.
Yeah, I think I have MySpace actually, but I've never been on it.
They're still going, aren't they, MySpace?
Yeah, it's like very like music based now.
Yeah,
it's like just for music now.
I think that's quite good.
Yeah.
If you want to check out Hetty on Twitter, it's at Hetty the Yeti. You've actually got another one as well, haven't you, for just music?
Yeah, but I have like 10 followers.
Okay,
on it,
so don't follow that one. Just follow Hetty the Yeti if you want to know what she's up to. I'm going to play a song by, actually, we've got 7 minutes left. Yeah, I can squeeze this in. A song by a band called White Denim, and it's Pretty Green.
Right before I met you, things were getting pretty green. I was on an upswing, though I could hardly hear a thing. I was looking up, looking out.
Just come to the conclusion that I hate white denim. They're, I don't like that. My name's Jess Shepherd. There's 5 minutes left. Thank you very much, Hetty, for coming in on my show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, anytime. You can see Hetty, you can visit Hattie's YouTube as well, I've just remembered. Mm-hmm. How do we find your YouTube?
It's just, if you just search Hetty Steenmore on my channel, it comes up.
Perfect. And how many kind of songs do you have on there for people to see?
Not very many.
Okay.
But I'm going to be putting some more up.
Yeah, and you'll have this one, well, yeah, you will have this one if you search Hetty, because I'll put it on YouTube as well. And yeah, that's almost the end of my show. Next week I've got Slowgun coming in, and Slowgun are one of my favourite bands at the moment, and so really try to get them in, and they have decided to come in, which is really good. And one of the members of the band is a guy called Pierce, who you might remember was in another band that came in. He was in what was it, Model Village. He came in about a month ago, and he's also in Slowgun, so that's great. And I'm going to leave you now with the song I always leave you with. Matt, can you guess what it is?
I don't know. Is it something to do with some sort of animal? But I'm not really, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it is. Hetty, you won't know this song because you weren't born yet.
I wasn't born when that came out, but I remember watching it when I was a kid.
Do you know the cartoon, The Raccoons?
No.
Basically, it was about a bunch of raccoons in a wood, and these anteaters were trying to demolish it. It was kind of, there was a bit of an environmental thing to it, wasn't it?
It sounds really random.
It is pretty, it is and kind of surreal, but the main guy was this raccoon called Bert Raccoon. He just had adventures all the time. And
it's like an old-fashioned adventure time.
Exactly, but he was my hero.
I can't remember if there was ever an episode where they got caught by an animal catcher.
They got caught, RSPCA. They got caught by Cyril Sneer, who's like the main anteater, but he let them go in the end.
I always wondered what the anteaters were, because they were just pink, and I didn't
pink
weird noses. I thought when I was young, I thought there was some weird version of an elephant. But you know,
I really want to watch this now.
It's awesome. But this at the end, you decide it's like a kids' TV show. But at the end, they put the best theme song ever at the end.
It is awesome.
So I know you'll end my show with this. So this is the theme song from the Raccoons. Run with us, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye, bye, Hetty.
Bye.